Hi.
Hi.
You gotta sketch in. You're not all the way in.
Okay. Hi, this is Cindy.
And I'm Emily.
And this is I Wish You Lived Next Door, a podcast about books.
And a YouTube video. You're welcome.
Don't we look great? No. Okay. She does. I don't. Okay.
I went to work today.
So did I.
I know, but I only look nice on one day.
Okay.
So today we're doing a quick podcast on a book. We background. So we thought that we would read some different kinds of books that were kind of different and quirky and cheesy maybe and see.
We reacted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we decided to record video. And each of us were doing videos of ourselves, and you guys will get to see that. You won't be able to hear it on the podcast, but, you know, you can go to our YouTube channel and watch.
Also called I Wish You Lived Next Door.
Yes. And we decided to record ourselves, do kind of a reading vlog, and we didn't get very far.
So here's why. The book that we read is
And Toto is by A.J. Hackwith.
Sorry in advance. Yeah. Good dogs stay in Kansas. Bad dogs go to Oz. So this is a story of the Wizard of Oz from
retelling.
Toto's point of view.
And Toto's
the little dog.
An ass.
It's also modern day, which I did not know. Because yes. You can't tell that in the beginning.
Until he mentions that she's wearing a hoodie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I knew.
So, long story real short, this is as far as I got. I made it
from
through...
From the podcast, it's not far.
Yeah, I made it through chapter 5.
I don't think I made it through chapter 5.
Chapter 5 is very long.
Yeah.
I read the first night I read till chapter 2, and... that's when Cindy said, well, you should record your thoughts.
Yes.
So I recorded my thoughts, and she said, here's what my thoughts were. So I recorded mine, and then I watched hers, and they were identical, and I'm going to insert them here so you can see where we were around that point.
Yes.
So then we talked a little, and I'm like, I'm going to push through because I don't really like to not finish a book.
I wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll read it. We have to do this. And then we read a little bit more, and I came to her today, and I said, I cannot do this.
Oh, and if you guys don't know, I now work with Emily, too. So mm-hmm. We're not attached.
Not
at all.
The premise of this book is it's Toto's point of view, like, legit. But he's snarky the whole time.
Yeah.
And like for the first 5 chapters and what I assume is the rest of the book. I don't really love The Wizard of Oz at all. And I texted Cindy that. She's like, I also hate it. So if you like The Wizard of Oz, sorry, you might like this book.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Kim mentioned to me today, a girl that we work with, that she loves books from the dog's point of view.
Is that
from the animal's point of view?
Is that a thing?
Is a thing. But she said that she doesn't like it when it's like, it's just, you know, they're not like they're humans talking, but I'm like, okay, how else?
I don't understand.
Is it barking? I don't understand.
She probably liked lessons in chemistry because there's a dog point of view in that.
Yep. Mm. Oh my God. Hated that too.
Yeah. Okay. So, Toto's real mean. This takes place modern day, but you can't tell that until they like get to Oz because it's like Aunt Em and Uncle Henry and...
Is that his name?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I knew that from the movie. I just knew Auntie Em.
Yeah. And they didn't have the side characters. The ones that were in the movie that ended up playing, you know, the Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man.
No. It was really quick to getting to Oz. It was just so, like, is it cynical? Is cynical the word I'm looking for? Like,
yeah, he was an ass.
It was just, like, really every... And it was very... It's very, very wordy. Like... In order to, like, prove that he's a snarky little yip-yip dog, like, everything is, like, longer than it needs to be. An entire chapter that was, like, many pages, which was chapter 5, was about, like, the trees throwing apples in the movie. And that was, like, a scene in the movie. And I know this is, like, a story before the movie, I guess, because it says the silver slippers, which I did know was a thing.
Yeah.
Instead of ruby slippers.
I did not know that was a thing.
I think we did this play when I was in 8th grade, and that's how I knew Silver Slippers.
Okay.
But It was so many words to just prove that he was a jerk. And he swears a lot.
Yeah.
But then sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah.
And then there was a political thing, and I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore.
No, I was done. I was done. I was done at the beginning of chapter 5.
And then there was something that I wanted to actually kill myself, and I took a screenshot just so I could read it. It's when she's, like, oiling the Tin Man, but there's also, like, another, I don't know, because I was, like, really half reading at that point, and somebody said, I don't know who you are, but you shouldn't be... It's an innuendo.
Oh.
I don't know who you are, but you should be careful about approaching strange men with lubrication without asking for... And I... Shoot me in the face. I'm not... I think that was when I was like, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah, no.
That was like pretty close to the end of the last chapter that I read, and I just don't have it in me.
I think my last book. Update was... the beginning of chapter 4 when I went, Emily, I hope you're having a better time than I am because I hate this. And we were planning on, you know, let's record it like we're talking to each other. And we're going to do this
again.
I think my
first video is Cindy, I hate you.
Yes. we are going to do this again. We're going to try another book. We're going to record ourselves. We're going to attempt to continue updating or uploading videos on YouTube to coincide with the podcast, but it is not going to be this book. This book is horrid, and I'm sorry to the author. Maybe someone likes this.
In the beginning, for other books that it, is this a he or a she?
I don't know. I don't know.
They got like a lot of acclaims for other books, but I get that this sounded like a cool idea, but it's so... odd.
We laughed at it as soon as I got that book.
Well, sure. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, yes.
But we're like, okay, maybe it's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, not at all. So this is a very short podcast and a very short video. Even with the reactions that we did record while we were reading because we didn't get very far. And I'm so thankful that we are not going to finish this book. It's horrible.
You're
and
welcome.
I hate it. Thank you.
So, if you love The Wizard of Oz and you love stories apparently told by the point of view of an animal, check out Toad. If you're anything like, I mean, watch this video and then, like, pretend you never heard of this because we're doing you a favor.
Yes, yes. Just avoid at all cost.
So, that's all I've got because that's as far as we went.
That's it. But like I said, we're going to continue trying this. I don't know what our next book is. We are going to choose that today.
Leave some comments. And if you like this kind of style of whatever we're doing, I guess. If you're watching on YouTube, sorry, people listening to the podcast, I hope you watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, please watch a YouTube video.
Stay tuned for a Christmas series.
Yay!
Talk about cheese.
It's going to be like Hallmark, but us.
And Christmas.
Yes. Well, Hallmark is Christmas movies,
Hallmark.
Right?
Well, Hallmark makes regular movies that are not Christmas, but same story.
See, I don't watch Hallmark.
Well, I don't either, but some people do.
You do at Christmas.
At Christmas, but yeah. Some people watch it year-round.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole thing.
I don't even know if we have that channel. So
I know I don't. I just watch on Netflix.
Okay. Well.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Give a thumbs up and subscribe.
Talk
Bye.
To you soon.
Bye. There.
Oh my God. I think that was really good.
It was good. Oh, wait. We're still recording the podcast.
Oh, no.
Here. Dead.